deciding the time had come to confront the problem head-on, Kenth took a deep breath.
Master Durin, the situation with Dalla may not be as intractable as you believe.
No one in the chamber could have missed his implication. They were Jedi Masters, a former chief of state, and, well, Han Solo, and they were all regarding him with varying degrees of surprise, doubt, and outright disbelief. Finally, Kip cocked a brow in what was either incredulity or awe.
You're saying you have something in the works?
Kenth put a little Durasteel in his voice.
I'm not just saying it, Master Durin. I do.
Several masters asked the obvious question at the same time, but it was Saba's raspy voice that Kenth heard most clearly.
What?
She asked.
You have plans you have been hiding?
Kenth pulled himself up in his chair, trying to summon a commanding presence.
I'm sorry. I'm not at liberty to discuss it.
Again, the masters spoke at once. But this time, the result was an insulted and, in some cases, outraged cacophony.
Sure.
Very convenient. And from Han.
You've got to be kidding me.
Kenth raised his hand for quiet.
Please, I'm serious about this, but I can't discuss it right now.
He might as well have been speaking C. Ruvi. The masters merely stared as though the Emperor himself had suddenly appeared in Luke Skywalker's chair. And it was no wonder. For the leader of the Jedi Council to say he could not trust his masters with such important information was unthinkable, a preposterous affront to their integrity and their judgment. And Kenth had to make them accept it. He had given Watu his word that he would keep their arrangement secret, and he owed it to the Admiral to honor his promise, at least as long as the old Bothan was still alive.
Look, I apologize, he continued, but you'll understand when the time comes.
I think we understand now, Kip said.
He turned to the Solos.
Maybe you two had better go.
Kenth shook his head.
It's not because Han and Leia are here, he said. And it's not a matter of trust.
And that's not why I asked them to leave.
Kip stood and nodded the Solos toward the exit, then waited in silence until they were gone. Once the door had hissed closed behind them, he turned back to Kenth.
I want an explanation now, Grandmaster. You do not keep secrets from the Jedi Council. Not about this kind of thing.
Kenth remained in his seat.
Normally, I would agree. But just as Master Sabatine is asking us to take her word about the absence of Tessar and the other Barabel Jedi Knights, I'm asking you to trust me on this. It really is to the Order's benefit.
This one's secret is different, she retorted. It involves only four Jedi Knights. Your secret is about the whole Order. It concerns Master Skywalker and the Sith.
Kenth could only nod.
I know it does.